My original plans for the summer of 2020 had been to spend 5 weeks cycling the length of Japan from Cape Sawyer in the north to Cape Sata in the south, and I was due to arrive in Tokyo on Thursday the 9th of July.
On your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Leeds.
And on your radio,
the sound of West Yorkshire is BBC Radio Leeds.
BBC News at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Sarah Wakefield. From the end of next week, we will all have to wear a face mask when we go to the shops. The government's been under pressure to make its position clear after next week.
That was the morning news bulletin on Tuesday the 14th of July, 6 days after I'd expected to be flying off to the Far East. Travelling to an exotic, distant location was no longer possible, but as restrictions on travel within the UK had been eased, I was determined to fill the gap in my diary that for much of the previous 2 years had been labelled Japan 2020 with Somewhere 2020. The United Kingdom was my only option. As far as a route within the UK was concerned, I decided to seek inspiration from Maximilian J. St. George, the young American who had travelled around much of Europe in the early 20th century and to whom I devoted episode 21 of the Cycling Europe podcast. Maximilian had cycled to almost all the European capitals of his day, and at the very end of the book about his travels, he wrote the following words, read for us here by the actor Jeremy Walker.
This trip to me was invaluable. I became intimately acquainted with the different countries of Europe and the manners and habits of the people. No train spirited me from one town to another. I observed every foot of the road. Every mile impressed itself upon my mind. Unlike other tourists, I didn't lodge at hotels. Hotel life is the same throughout the world. I lived with the people of the different lands through which I passed. I observed their houses, ate their fare, entered into their amusements, and heard their stories direct from themselves. Such a trip is not so remarkable that anyone cannot make it. To stretch it out for 60 months over all of Europe on $250, however, one must be able to speak at least 6 of the principal languages and have a large amount of patience, perseverance, and endurance. Patience above all. But this trip could be divided into periods of 3 months. One trip could take up the British Isles, another Belgium, Holland, and northern France, a third Scandinavia, a fourth Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, a fifth France and Spain, a sixth Italy. Anyone during the vacation months could take one of these 6 trips mentioned. It can be done cheaply, and it is the only way of really seeing Europe.
So there you have it. I couldn't cycle Japan, I couldn't cycle in mainland Europe. But as Maximilian had suggested in his book as one of his 6 summer rides,
one trip could take up the British Isles.
I could aim to visit the capital cities of the UK and Ireland along the way. Edinburgh, Belfast, Dublin, Cardiff and London. Although I wasn't perhaps committing myself to that when I sat down for a rest later on the morning of the 14th of July in Skipton. Cycling day 1, Stainland to Bolton Abbey. It was a bit chilly in the Yorkshire Dales come the evening, but at least it had stayed more or less dry all day. Few spots of rain dropped as I made my way across Oxenhope Moor, but apart from that, nothing. On the brief occasions that the sun did appear from behind the clouds, it warmed up remarkably quickly. It was a familiar route for the first day of the cycle to Edinburgh, along the Calder Valley to Hebden Bridge, a short pause for coffee in the main square, and then over the moor to Oxenhope. That was the highlight of the day. The road was closed to traffic, but I was allowed through on my bicycle, leaving the isolated road with its views of the bleak moors to just me and a few cows. Someone should write a book about these Wuthering Heights and their dramatic landscape. Perhaps they already have. I skirted around Haworth, the steep descent and equally steep ascent to the other side of the valley, where the cobbled street climbs to the parsonage, wasn't sufficiently tempting when I still had a good 30 kilometres to cycle. Then via Keighley to Skipton, where I paused once again, this time in the grounds of the church beside the castle, to contemplate the onward journey north over the next 10 days. Last year it was Spain and Portugal. This year it's going to be in Britain, and I'm making a journey from where I live in Yorkshire, in West Yorkshire, all the way up to Edinburgh in Scotland. Not sure if I'll continue when I get to Edinburgh. It's going to take me about 8 or 9 days to get there. And I'm currently sitting in the garden of Holy Trinity Parish Church in Skipton. I'm facing south, and I can see the hills in the distance, and I can see the busy market town of Skipton in front of me. And I've just retraced a journey that, if you go onto YouTube and you search for a film called We of the West Riding, it was made in 1945. And it's a film about a group of cyclists. In fact, it's a film about people who live in Halifax and Huddersfield. But as part of the film, there are a group of cyclists. They're probably the equivalent, in fact, they could be, the group that is now called Calderdale CTC. And they cycle from Halifax all the way up to Skipton and then Bolton Abbey. And I've kind of just retraced their steps. So if you go and watch that film, you can see what I've done. Albeit a version some 75 years ago. A bit busier today. Tried to keep off the main roads. So I took the smaller roads, the minor roads, up and down, up and down, up and down, along the valleys. Climbing out of Hebden Bridge was a treat because Oxenhope Moor, if anybody's been there, was close to traffic. They're doing some work up there, but I could get past on the bike. So I had the whole road from Peckettwell right down to almost Oxenhope village itself on the other side to myself. The final part of the first day of cycling was along the valley to Catgill campsite, not far from the ruins of Bolton Abbey, where I erected the tent and waited for my cycling acquaintance Rob Ainsley to arrive. He would be joining me for the journey across the Yorkshire Dales the following day. Now, there is one difference with this tour, and it's kind of an enforced difference because of the coronavirus, and that is that I've actually booked all the campsites up until my arrival in Edinburgh. I haven't booked any accommodation in Edinburgh, but tonight I'm staying at a place called Catgill Farm, which is very close to Bolton Abbey. You can hear my brakes. And it is full of tents. God, that looks my perfect kind of campsite. Hiya.
Hiya.
I've booked for one night for two people.
Okay.
We're arriving separately.
That's alright. What name is it under?
Sykes.
Got one adult here for one night.
Yeah.
So you haven't got a car with you, that's good.
Yeah.
So I'll just give you this one.
You've got the reservation for the other person, yeah?
Rob
Ainsley. I think I did it actually in two different names.
Oh, so, yeah, it's there as well, yeah.
Once the sun had set, I crawled into my sleeping bag, hoping for a warmer evening in Hawes at the end of day 2.